Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, our friend Charles Lipson, Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago, is going to join us after Sue's News. We will have a Thursday edition of Sue's News coming up in the next hour. Dwayne Patterson from hotair.com at 5 o'clock. And then, you know, Elliot Davis is out there. He's retired from Fox. He was a great investigative reporter. He's doing independent journalism. He's got thousands of followers on Facebook, and he has been covering the Sheriff Alfred Montgomery trial and looking at some of the tornado recovery efforts as well. I saw the mayor today. The mayor was in because of the KMOX 100th birthday celebration. Got a chance to talk with her. We haven't had her on the air since she won the election. She's been a little busy, but she did say she'd come back on to talk about some of these things very, very soon. I do think, although Ethan has not reminded me, I think I have tickets to give away for Guns N' Roses and for Foreigner and Lynyrd Skynyrd. Now, on the Guns N' Roses front, we're doing a live broadcast Monday at Helen Fitzgerald's. They're going to do the weigh-in for Guns N' Roses that afternoon. It's going to be a lot of fun. The whole team will be out there, except for Fred. Fred's on vacation next week, so he's not going to be here. But we're very much looking forward to that. And then I will be off the rest of Thanksgiving week. I have my grandson coming in from Houston with my son and his girlfriend, so I'm looking forward to that. Bill Igel is back with us this afternoon, former Missouri State Senator. He is running for St. Charles County Executive. He just announced something that relates to personal property tax and real estate taxes in St. Charles County. Former Senator Bill Igel, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Mark. Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Well, let's talk about, first and foremost, I want to kind of get into a broader conversation about the race for St. Charles County Executive. But on the charter amendment that you're trying to eliminate personal property tax and cut real estate taxes, I think most people listening right now would wholeheartedly approve that. And you and I have talked about the personal property tax situation for years, and I wish we can get rid of it. The problem is, and this is where I want your explanation, is when you get rid of that, that's money that's going to local school districts and things along those lines. So what's the reality and the logistics of getting something like this actually across the finish line?
So, yeah, absolutely. And you're right, it does. We've been talking about this, I think, for almost a decade, Mark.
Yep,
and
easily.
It's a huge issue now, property taxes, personal property taxes, and bringing down the tax burden. Here's how I'm proposing we go about it. It's a three-step process. The first step is changing the charter in St. Charles County to allow the county to send surpluses or efficiencies in the county government directly to the county collector, who can then use those surpluses and those dollars to pay down the personal property tax bills and real estate tax bills of the citizens that live in St. Charles County. So to your point, for the fire districts, for the schools, for the libraries that are getting money right now from personal property tax, instead of getting those revenues from the from the taxpayer, they're going to be getting them from the county, who has its own separate budget. And by the way, the county budget has now gotten so big, more than $600 million a year in St. Charles County, that it represents several orders of magnitude greater than what we're collecting countywide in personal property tax. So the initiative petition that I'm asking people to go to the website that we just unveiled today, axthetaxstc.com, and sign up for that petition so that we can get this on the ballot and grant the county executive the authority to move those extra dollars over and start paying down some property tax bills.
Is that something that a lot of times when we talk about these things, you know, even at the state level with getting rid of the income tax, which I know you supported in the past, or when we talk about the earnings tax here in the city of St. Louis, it's phased out over a period of sometimes a decade. But you're not mm-hmm. talking about anything phasing out here. You're just talking about switching where the pot of money comes from.
Right. So right now, St. Charles County collects a total of about $110 million in personal property tax revenues that goes to all of our fire districts, all of our schools, all of our library boards. And as I mentioned, the county budget, which is separate from all that, is about $600 million plus right now. So what I'm proposing is, one, we've also got some surpluses in some of the new revenues that the county has passed just in the last few years. An example of that is the set-and-a-half use tax that the county passed to start taxing online purchases. So we're getting so much money from that that we've got a surplus just in those revenues of about $35 million annually every year. And by the time the next county executive takes over, that could be north of $50 million. So you have almost half the revenues in a surplus that we would need to get rid of the personal property tax. The rest of it, I'm going to go and implement a DOGE program in St. Charles County, just like Donald Trump is doing up in Washington, D.C. And I'm willing to bet we can find 10 to 15% savings in the county budget. And between that and the surpluses we already have, we're going to get rid of personal property tax in St. Charles County.
Bill Eichel is back with us this afternoon. So in the statement about this, you said St. Charles County needs bold, conservative leadership to prevent the economic stagnation that has become standard with Steve Elman in recent years. Property taxes have never been higher in St. Charles County under, you're calling him sleepy Steve Elman. It's time for real reforms. But look, I was out in O'Fallon yesterday, and my friend Tim McGowan and his brothers are putting up a new Rosalita's out there, which is going to be fantastic. We have, as you know, Bill, a ton of listeners in that area. That's the area that has grown in the St. Louis area. So how can you call that economic stagnation? I'm kind of confused by that.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. In fact, if stagnation is something that kind of creeps in slowly, and we've been seeing more and more of it in recent years. I'll give you an example. When Steve Elman came into office back in 2007, St. Charles County, as a percentage of its population, was the fourth fastest growing county anywhere in the state of Missouri, fourth out of 116 counties. But that's been slowing down in recent years. In fact, right now in 2025, St. Charles County has dropped to 17th amongst 116 counties. So we're starting to lose it around the edges. And the reason we're doing that is, one, because our property taxes are so out of control that folks are now starting to look at other places besides St. Charles County. And two, we've brought in so many of these apartment complexes everywhere that, quite frankly, we're starting to look like St. Louis County and St. Louis City, and it's causing some stagnation. It's causing some slowdown. In the meantime, we need leadership from Steve Elman, from our county council, we haven't gotten it. They haven't done anything to address these things. And if we keep going down the road that we're going down, then I think we're going to start stagnating even more, just like the St. Louis County, just like St. Louis City. So
okay.
I'm proposing that we go in there and we start to do new things like getting rid of property taxes, eliminating the tax burden, and that's going to get us growing again.
And that's very understandable. And look, I'm a low taxes guy, but on the growth out there, and I've had people that have brought this up to me, and I think this is something that you're talking about, is maybe blaming Steve Elman and his administration for ruining part of rural St. Charles County. Now, you talk about the apartments. What Steve told me, he was on a few weeks ago, is, look, these are decisions, like when you have an apartment that's going up in O'Fallon or St. Charles City, the local communities are making the rulings. Now, maybe there's some support from the county, but aren't the local municipalities the ones that are doing the majority of these developments?
Well, sure they are, but where has the county been when it's time to say, hey, that's too many apartments for the county as a whole? Because the cities don't look beyond their whole borders. They don't see the big picture that the county sees. Where has been the leadership from the county to say, okay, we've got enough apartments in St. Charles County, we're not going to do anymore? I'm proposing a countywide moratorium on any new apartment complexes. And if look at the recent history, because Steve Elman hasn't been addressing this issue. From 2010 to 2020, we approved 5,000 new units in St. Charles County. That represents almost 40% of the growth in our county has been coming from apartment complexes. From 2020 to 2025, we approved another 4,000 units.
Okay, but why is that necessarily? Why is it necessarily a bad thing? Because, look, even near my house in St. Louis County, there's just not enough homes. And I see, like, McBride's putting up neighborhoods everywhere, but there's also a fair amount of apartments because people want to be in the Rockwood School District, and there's demand for this housing.
Here's why it's a bad deal for the people of St. Charles to have that many apartment complexes. Every single apartment unit that goes into St. Charles County brings in an average of $1,700 in overall tax revenue for the schools, for the fire departments, et cetera. But even one child in that apartment costs our school district $17,000. So that means that the people that are making up the difference are the people that have been here a long time that are living in single family homes that are now having to make up the difference from the preponderance of apartment complexes going up. So it's a fiscal loser. Two, The idea behind St. Charles County is that we're not all crammed into one another, next to each other, so that we look like St. Louis City. People are coming to St. Charles County because we have more space, because we've been more deliberate in our growth process, and because we're not shifting the burden from these high-density urban complexes to the single-family homes that have represented St. Charles County for more than a generation. So it's a fiscal loser. It's a demographic loser. And while the cities have, yeah, I agree with you, the cities have been absolutely out of control in this, where is the highest elected official in the county doing anything about it? That's Steve Ellman. He's not done a darn thing. He's losing the conquest, the war of ideas with me right now because he doesn't have any ideas. And to your point, his only answer to this question when it's a problem is, well, there's nothing the county can do. That's a city problem.
Well, but Bill, you're also talking about...
I don't think people are looking for people to say, well, that's somebody else's problem. There's nothing we can do.
But you're also criticizing the county for having stagnation in growth. And how do you get... There's just no realistic way to put as many houses in there to have the growth that you desire. Is there? I understand the issue. Look, there's an apartment complex that goes in not too far from me. Our neighborhoods are a little concerned about that. So that's a natural for homeowners and for you to have some concern about. But it's not like there's the ability to put up houses and that people have the ability to afford those houses, which is part of the reasons you have. And in fairness, I've seen some of these apartment complexes. They're pretty nice. It's not like they're run down. You go to Cottleville, you see a lot of that development out there, and it looks nice aesthetically. It's not like they're junky apartment complexes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, what you're pointing to right now, Mark, is affordability issues out in St. Charles County, right? You're basically saying, hey, it's more and more difficult for people to own a home out in St. Charles County, so why don't we build a bunch of apartment complexes to help alleviate that burden? But here's the thing. I am actually going around trying to make housing more affordable in St. Charles County by bringing down property taxes, not just personal property taxes, but regular property taxes as well. Instead of trying to change the demographics of what our communities look like, let's just start pushing back on all this government that has caused so much money. Everybody in St. Charles County has seen an average increase in their property tax bills of more than 20% over the past 5 years.
But that happens in growth. I mean, look, I think that's the same that we'd have in parts of even some northern Jeffco or St. Louis County, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you're right. In fact, that's the same problem we had down there in Jefferson City. When I talk about new, bold, conservative leadership, I'm actually talking about going in there, reforming, and challenging the status quo notion that the only future that we can actually get to is one in which government just continues to grow like the Blob. You remember that old movie, The Blob? Remember that old horror movie,
of course,
The Blob?
Yes.
That is what government is like at all levels, local, state, federal. At some point, we're going to need people that are going to say something more than, well, there's nothing we can do. That's the city's problems. You know, we don't levy as much personal property tax as other people, and they're going to have to take care of it. That's Steve's message. That's yesterday talking. That's history talking. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to cut the tax burden, and I'm going to cut the government up at the county level, and we're going to translate that into St. Charles County being the first county out of 116 counties to get rid of personal property tax.
And I wish you luck, and I'd be jealous as someone who lives in St. Louis County if you can do that, but you can't.
You're going to want to move to St. Charles.
Well, it depends on where my radio station moves eventually when they get out of downtown, but I mean, you can't
wave a
magic wand to do that. I mean, the reality of what you're trying to propose, and even some of the things that you proposed in Jeff City, look, I support the concept, but I tend to be a little bit more of a realist in how you can implicate something like this and actually get it across the finish line.
let's talk about some of the things that Steve Ellman is wasting money on right now. I mentioned he had a $600 million budget. You know, when I go through his capital improvements budget, do we need a $2 million dog park out in New Mellie? Do we need $4 million for desk chairs so that we can buy every employee of the county a new desk chair every 4 months down in St. Charles County? Do we need, what about the family arena? The family arena is losing millions of dollars in operating losses every single year. We've spent $30 million in upgrades on that building, and it's still obsolete.
Well, I can't disagree with you on that one. Yeah, I don't. I'd like to know a little bit more about the family arena, because that's an issue.
So my contention is, it's not a magic wand. It's actually pretty simple. The problem is, we've had guys in there that have been there for a long time. Steve Ellman's been in there since he was in diapers 20, 30 years ago. So we've got to have some new ideas and new thought processes going on, and we're going to take down this tax burden.
You keep us posted. All right? All right, we'll see you, Bill. Thank you. Former Senator Bill Weigel, one thing you always know is he's always fired up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.